Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're back with You, the Owner Manual Radio Podcast on iHeart and Radio MD and wherever you downloaded us from. Thank you for downloading us. We're now over 50,000 downloads a week, so we greatly appreciate it. And you can obviously send us comments at udocs, y-o-u-d-o-c-s, at gmail.com, y-o-u-d-o-c-s, at gmail.com. We have an exciting guest for you today because he's been battling something that I've also battled for a number of years, but he's doing it in a much better way. Dr. Bruce Gillis is the founder of Epigenetics, a biomedical company dedicated to developing conclusive diagnostic tests for complex medical conditions, and he specifically is working on fibromyalgia, which is really tough because without a hard test to make sure the patient has it, you're left with a diagnosis of exclusion and everyone doubts you, from other physicians to everybody but the patient. And it's hard to then get reimbursed. It's hard to get tests and appropriate therapies for the patients if there isn't a hard test to say, this is real. So Dr. Bruce Gillis is an MD, MPH, Master of Public Health, as well as an MD. And tell us a lot about how you got involved in epigenetics, Dr. Gillis.
Epigenetics started as a byproduct of some requests for me to determine if particular patients deserve disability because they were claiming fibromyalgia. And at the time, as you just said and implied, there was nothing objective to prove that the disease existed. So I led a research team at the University of Illinois College of Medicine to investigate it. It took us over 2 years, and we were able to clearly prove unequivocally that patients with fibromyalgia suffer with an abnormality in a specific type of white blood cell. We developed a test that originally had a sensitivity of 93%, is now approaching 99%, as good as it gets. And we have administered and evaluated.
So most people, let me just stop you right there. Since that's a remarkable sensitivity is positivity in disease. How often will the test be positive in disease? So its sensitivity is approaching 99%, meaning if you had fibromyalgia and you didn't have a positive test, that would be very unlikely. What about the specificity, its negativity in health?
Originally it was 89.5%, and it continues to improve from there because we've tested so many more patients over time.
So we should say to both the medical professionals who download this and especially the lay professionals, that's really good. Those are really good numbers for a test. Probably if you looked at coronary calcium score or stress echo or any of the other tests we use for common things like cardiac disease, you wouldn't be that good. So you got involved in this because people were disabled from the fibromyalgia and they couldn't show they actually had fibromyalgia.
Absolutely correct.
So go ahead. So you developed a test, and tell us about what the test is. I see it's got a 0 to 100 scale, which is very unusual for a test. What does that mean?
It means that what we do is we isolate this group of white blood cells and analyze its function in the laboratory, and it's a reverse number. The less those cells are active, the higher your score, and if you score at 51 or above, it tells us definitively that you do have fibromyalgia. The test, when we announced it, won a national award for outstanding research in clinical and diagnostic immunology. And we have now gone further with the test as far as the realm of fibromyalgia.
And let me pause. So you develop this test, and do you look at 100 white cells? How does that? Why is the 0 to 100 scale there?
It's based upon a diagnostic algorithm that we used for determining activity. These white blood cells and immune system cells, as you know, produce critical proteins in the body. They're called chemokines and cytokines. And we found that patients with fibromyalgia lack the capacity to produce particular chemokines and cytokines, four in number. And if a patient's ever taken something like ibuprofen, Motrin, Advil, Aleve, and you wonder why it works, it shuts down the production of these proteins. Well, in patients with fibromyalgia, they're just not able to produce these normal quantities. And that's why they have such diffuse symptoms, because the body's immune system affects you from head to toe.
So the body's immune system affects you from head to toe, and this system detects I guess, a degree of cytokine release?
Yes, what happens is this. The white blood cells are called peripheral blood mononuclear cells, and they're very important in producing both particular chemokines and cytokines. And these circulate throughout the body, and that's why, for example, a patient with fibromyalgia will have symptoms that parallel this. For example, they could have brain fog, they can have diffuse pain, they can have extreme fatigue, they can have headaches, they can have stomach problems, they can have poor sleep. It's a very debilitating disease, which is consistent with what happens when your immune system goes haywire. And based upon that, and based upon this process, with work that we're now doing at UCLA, University of Illinois, and at Massachusetts General Hospital, we're now moving further along. We're going to be investigating gene triggers that may be causing this, and we have plans for a vaccine trial to reverse this abnormal biology.
Why do you think a vaccine will work? Is this an infectious disease that's triggering this?
No. Interestingly, when you get a vaccine, it prompts the immune system to respond. And currently, many chemotherapy programs for cancer patients receive not just the chemotherapeutic drugs, but also an immune system stimulant. And we identified the fact that there are immune system stimulants that cause these abnormal white blood cells to produce normal quantities of these protective proteins. So we are very optimistic. If a person or a physician or any healthcare professional goes to our website, we have a listing of not only our peer-reviewed publications, but also six articles that reference a particular vaccine that triggers an increased production in particular chemokines and cytokines, which happen to be the same kinds that we find to be deficient in patients with fibromyalgia. And because it's an immune system issue, it's not gender-specific, meaning it's not just women over men, and it's not age-specific. We've tested children, adolescents, young people, middle-aged people, geriatrics. They all can be afflicted by this disease process.
And when you say there's a hope for a vaccine trial, does that mean you've actually created a vaccine, or that's where this will lead eventually?
No, we're going to be working on a vaccine trial with an individual at the Massachusetts General Hospital who's a professor at Harvard. We have a vaccine that we are now discussing with the FDA for approval to use to apply with patients who have fibromyalgia. So that is our immediate plans, and we are cautiously optimistic that this is going to change the course of suffering in patients with fibromyalgia.
And clearly there is a lot of suffering. When I see a patient with fibromyalgia, even their family members doubt sometimes whether they have fibromyalgia, and clearly other physicians have doubted and haven't been able to, because we haven't had laboratory tests. So you have a laboratory test. How does one, in other words, I don't even think it's available at the Cleveland Clinic where I am now and where I work. How does one access this laboratory test through epigenetics?
Sure. They just need to go to the internet and go to FM. For fibromyalgia, fmtest.com. All the information is on the website. They can apply for it. Fortunately, Nearly every insurance company pays for it. Medicare pays for it. PPOs pay for it. If for people who haven't met their deductible or may have a program like certain HMOs or EPOs that don't want to pay for it, we have a special financial hardship discounted price, and they can take up to a year and a half to pay for the test. If they get a positive test score, they can be eligible to undergo the genomics analysis and be put on the list for the vaccine trial.
Now, do many, this is such an interesting thing, do many healthcare organizations, and let me just do 1 minute of sidebar for our audience that isn't health professionals. Most of us have electronic medical records. That in the electronic medical record has a set of tests that are already allowable that the institution has. You just put that order in, you do a couple of compliance issues relating to why you're ordering that test. It's a pain in the neck, if you will, compared to the way it used to be, but it's better, meaning that usually gets paid for. But I don't think an FM test is available at the Cleveland Clinic. Do you know, is it available in most electronic medical records, or is it not available in most?
If you're dealing with an HMO organization, they only usually will allow a test that's within their network. However, as I understand HMO organizations, there is an obligation to practice medicine at the standard of medical care, and if you have a disease and it's presumed to be suspicious for fibromyalgia, I believe there's an obligation that they must pay for that kind of test to confirm it, because certainly before you give any medication or therapy, you need to have a confirmed diagnosis. Our test is presently the only test available to make that confirmed diagnosis of fibromyalgia.
Yes, well, we are in an HMO. We're a medical practice like you might have at Mass General or at Beth Israel or Peter Brent Brigham or the University of Illinois. I'm just curious because, in other words, some specialty tests, like we have TMAO, which is a test on inflammation in the body caused by red meat and egg yolks and cheese, that's available to us to order, but they send it out to the lab that does it. I don't ever remember seeing FM test on our system. Are you working to getting it on systems like ours?
We are talking with various HMOs. And we are doing everything possible to make the test available to someone. We have demands, interestingly, for the test, not just in the United States. We are receiving test specimens regularly from all over the world, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, Europe, etc. And something else that you mentioned about people being disabled, people often get our test because Social Security recognizes our test for confirmation that they have fibromyalgia when they apply for disability. And many other disability agencies and insurance programs also accept our test for its accuracy and objectivity.
And so this may be available. So the real thing we should tell listeners is if you have this and you want to get the test, it should be available. You can go to fmtest.com. I put FM test in our system at the Cleveland Clinic, it comes FMIST, which is totally different test than this one. It isn't probably available most places, so you do have to go on the internet to find it and then to alert your doctor. Maybe it will be available. I know that if a couple physicians here request it, and I will shortly, it will be available. I was unaware of it before Dr. Gillis. So, Dr. Gillis, I want to thank you very much for increasing our awareness. The FM test, it's from the company Epigenetics, which also is sponsoring research into the genetics of fibromyalgia, but it's fmtest.com, is a way to go on the internet to find out about it and teach your doctor about it. And I've learned something too, so thank you very much, Dr. Gillis.
Thank you for the opportunity.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual podcast, and you've got to tell other people and have your friends download us too, because we love to be downloaded. We give you the information that lets you live at a higher quality of life. Hopefully the FM test and this process will allow people to, in fact, get to live at a higher quality, because they will be able to get rid of fibromyalgia over time. FMtest.com, and maybe a vaccine someday. Take care. This is Dr. Mike Roizen, and we will be with you in another week, and hopefully you'll download other episodes. This is episode 856B on You, the Owner's Manual podcast.